Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All righty. Big deal, no big deal. I know. So Gresh wouldn't read my tease, and Nick warned me that it's a little too close to being, I don't know what it is, but I didn't read it.
Too raunchy.
You think that's too raunchy?
I think so.
What do you think? If close. I showed this to Ken and said, Ken, green light, red light, what do you think he would say?
I guarantee red light.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe so.
If you got to question it, red light.
That's general rule.
I think you guys underestimate how, a little on the edge Ken likes to live.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we underestimating how the FCC works.
I was going to say, you'd say it, I'd get the text. I can't say that.
Okay, and then he would say, go back, dump it from 10 minutes ago, just get rid of
Which
everything.
Which is impossible, but yeah.
Okay, so, you got a truck, right?
Oh, yeah.
I used to have a truck.
I used to have a pickup truck. Now I have a very comfortable SUV.
Okay. Which is technically, basically, still a truck.
Which apparently makes me a terrible person.
Oh, you're a horrible person.
According to the person we're about to talk about.
Oh, you're talking about Secretary of Transportation Monica Tibbetts Nutt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's kind of nuts when she comes up with a couple of these programs. At a recent gathering, the question was basically just, how to make transportation better, Greg.
Let's get nuts!
Oh, we're about to get nuts. Okay, so how to make transportation better. There's two clips I want to play for you. Here's the first one.
We're not censoring this. I'm going to talk about tolling. I'm going to talk about charging TNCs more. I'm going to talk about potentially charging more for package deliveries, charging more for payroll tax, basically going after everybody who has money.
Well, that's really the line right there. This is the first part of Big Deal, No Big Deal. You're going to increase
everybody who has money.
You're going to increase the state payroll tax. You're going to be jacking up local excise taxes. You're going to be charging more for Uber, Lyft rides, package delivery services. Basically, if you got money, we're coming after you. Big deal, no big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. It is the easiest way to pander to a small group of people who are myopic thinkers. How's that?
Myopic, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, do you think people understand myopic?
If not, then they're the ones that are going to end up paying more money when it's all said and done.
See, here's the deal. We're not done yet because it actually gets worse. And just for the record, everybody who's listening right now, strong candidate for Hardo of the Day. For some of the things that were being said, how they were being said, it's almost like they were trying to start a fight. Hey, you want to start a fight? I'll tax you more. You got money? Oh, here comes another one. Hey, you own a truck? This is the one for you. If you own a truck, I'm telling you, you need to sell it because they're coming for you. They're coming for you right now, Nick.
I mean, that's just true. We can't price them high enough or put enough fees on them enough that's going to stop the type of person who wants to buy that car. And I am 100% passing judgment on someone who wants to drive basically an 18-wheeler as their personal car. We have no control over it. It's horrible. And the thing is, right now we're talking about the weight of EV cars and especially larger EV SUVs. So this is something, trust me, We're concerned about.
I'm telling you, easy hardo of the day. So forcing working class drivers of pickup trucks,
yeah,
which she claimed, Gresh, are basically 18-wheelers.
Yeah.
Big deal, no big deal.
The over-exaggeration of the whole 18-wheeler thing is kind of cute, okay?
The type of person who wants to buy that car.
Yeah, there you go.
You're the type of person.
So here's
what
the thing.
What does that even mean?
So here's the thing. If I looked at, what is her name again? Monica Tibbetts Nutt. If I looked at her and judged her the way she is judging people who drive big trucks, guess what would happen to me? I'd probably get yelled at, canceled, whatever. Things would be called into question because, God forbid, I looked at someone like her and made a judgment. Just like she's judging all of the people who either drive or ride in SUVs or pickup trucks and stuff like that, right? So, so basically, if you're a hardworking person out there and you need a pickup truck, A, you automatically drive an 18-wheeler, you jerks, and B, there is no context from this woman whatsoever. It's blanket across the board. I don't care whether you're driving an 18-wheeler, a pickup truck, if you're a plow guy, which we desperately need in a state where there's a whole bunch of snow. No, we're going to go out there in our EV cars. Let me ask you another thing, Fourier, and this is where this idiot, I'll judge you, idiot. How's the power grid ready to hold up on all those EV cars? I'll wait. And here's another one, too, for a transportation genius. What are you doing to be able to support all those cars, not only from the grid, but the accessibility for people to whip around town in them and all that stuff and actually maybe get to where they want to go? That's if they want to drive within 50 miles. Like, here's the thing. This party in this state and these politicos don't judge, don't be mean. Let's let everybody in. And then we hear from one of them that apparently the SUV and the pickup truck drivers are those people. If I said that in the wrong context, what would happen?
I know that's basically saying you people. But real quickly, though, because I got to get a quick little hardo ruling. I got to put her on the scale real quickly. Everybody in on this, because this was the quote that literally made me think, okay, she's trying way too hard to be tough and pushing an agenda that nobody is listening to at the moment.
The type of person who wants to buy that car.
You're the type of person. Here's the money line right here, okay? Once I say it, it's now a policy. So on the hardo scale, 10 being a massive hardo, trying way too hard to get respect when it's not earned, that would be a 10 to not being the hardo, being a 1. I'm going to start with Nick. On the hardo scale, what do you give Miss Nutt?
Like an 8.
That's an 8?
It's up there.
Okay, I agree. Billy, hardo scale, 1 to 10. Once I say it, Billy, it's now a policy.
Yeah, it's a tough act. I'll give it like an 8.5.
8.5.
Oh, no, this is a 10 because what was the line again? Can you repeat it one more
time? Once I say it, it's now a policy.
Once I say it, it is now a policy, maybe even a law. If that came out of that guy's mouth, what would the reaction be?
I tell you what, it's
a 10.
It's a hard 10 for
Maybe
me.
That's a question you should ask China.
Oh, no.
Here's the last one. It says, we're getting really, really aggressive. We are pushing for less warnings, more citations. I'm telling you, nothing slows down someone real quick like getting your license suspended. Well, that I kind of understand. I'd take an Uber for like 2 months.
Oh, that's...
And you still never slowed down.
Yeah. And again... Isn't this the party of thought?
No.
Is the party of sensitivity?
No.
Isn't that where so now it's just the we'll just take away again. I'll just take away people's licenses. Say it like that. What's the reaction? You hear this, people are like, "Oh my God." Hopefully there's somebody at City Hall listening to every the Greg Hill Show was all over this today because it just, again, if you want to know why people are leaving Massachusetts in droves, you just heard it for the last 4 minutes.
It was, to me, it was a big part of it was the message, but also the tone. almost like, hey, I'm coming for you. You drive a truck.
Yeah, I'm coming for you.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I finally, here's my chance. I'm coming. Listen, don't, you can run. If you try to run, I'll fine you. I'll tax you. I'll slip a boot on your car. I'll make it so difficult. I'll put so many taxes on your truck there. You won't have the ability to make a living.
What a great line from I Am All on the Twitch. So a plumber goes to her house in an Uber or an electric car. What happens if they show up in a pickup truck?
Listen, you can't hold all your tools.
What happens if there's got to be construction for someone that makes almost $200,000 a year and sat on the board of the failing MBTA for many years while it crumbled?
Well, you've been warned. Everybody with a truck, you have been warned. That's a big deal, no big deal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.